Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Maria is still moving across Puerto Rico as a Category 4 hurricane, the strongest storm to hammer the island in 80 years. Let's bring in reporter Miguel Santiago of Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico, the public radio station. We talked to him yesterday as Maria approached. You might have heard him earlier on Morning Edition. He's our on-the-ground guy. And Miguel, you're in a very strong building, but how does it feel?
It's incredible. My generation has never experienced a hurricane before. So seeing now firsthand, it's incredible just to witness. You know, winds were, you know, hitting the building pretty hard. You know, sometimes I would feel it shake a little. But yeah, that's how I've been handling the hurricane so far.
Well, shake a little, and it's a big, strong building. Do you have a sense of what's been happening?
This building has a generator. You can say I'm lucky because a big part of the island does not have electricity. But I can see how on social media people are, you know, of course, they're scared. They're in their homes or in a shelter just trying to get through this. One of the things I hear most about friends or colleagues is the really loud noises that the hurricane can cause. You know, a lot of trees have fallen here. Some rivers are about to, you know, and excuse my English, you know, when the water just comes out of the river.
They crest and overflow.
Yeah. And one of the things that I've been told frequently is that a lot of water has been filtered in the houses. I just received a call from my aunt. We're getting water from the roof. Here in the newsroom, we're getting a lot of water in. So I'm trying also to just try to maintain as little water as possible from getting in.
Yeah. Look, you're sort of on the tail end of this. And as a result, you probably know less about it, even though you're there, you know, than people watching some of the images that are coming on CNN, for instance, on cameras, because in a way you get isolated and cut off. Do you worry about what you're going to see when you do go out?
I do. I really am worried. I don't know how much Puerto Rico is going to take to, you know, reestablish itself for the whole island to have electricity or even water. So I believe it's going to take a lot of time to get back to normal.
Well, life-threatening winds apparently could continue for 12 to 24 hours.
That is correct, yes.
You really can't get out to see what's going on. And, of course, Puerto Rico was on its knees, so to speak, not just from Irma, but from the bankruptcy, billions in debt, negotiations over that.
Correct. It's, you know, normally on the news we get a lot of politics, but, you know, all I see on the media is just hurricanes, and it's our biggest concern right now is how to handle this situation. You know, we've talked to heads of, you know, organizations such as agriculture. Of course, agriculture is going to take a big hit economically and just completely. But while the whole island is being affected by the hurricane, some parts have it harder than others. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to make contact with the island municipality of Culebra and Vieques. Those are little islands to the east of Puerto Rico that belong to Puerto Rico. Right now, they're one of the most affected by the hurricane, so they have practically no communication with the outside world. Mm. It's impossible to talk to anyone, and this was a region that was really affected by Irma. You know, practically the whole island wasn't as affected as Vieques and Culebra.
Yeah. Well, Miguel, there you are, writing out Maria. Miguel Santiago, Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico, there in San Juan, the public radio station there. Miguel, thanks so much for being our eyes and ears for a while now. Thank you.
Of course, thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, best to you.
Thank you.